Alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. Big thanks to Jay Williams for hanging out with us in the last hour. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, which you can listen to here on 99.9 The Fan. They're going to be broadcasting from here tomorrow. Jay and Keyshawn are going to be in the house. And then look on our social media channels a little bit later on in the day. We're going to be over at Duke doing some fun stuff with our listeners. We've got three contestants who are going to give Keyshawn the damn ball. We're worried about it. Although, as Jay said, Key should be used to a guy who can't throw, throwing him the ball. And then Jay is going to be going up against a listener in basketball that could be shooting hoops. So that'll be a lot of fun. It's all thanks to Window World. But Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max will be broadcasting. Well, Keyshawn and J. Will will be broadcasting here from the 99.9 The Fan Studios tomorrow morning. So check that out. Carolina Hurricanes back in action tonight. Game four of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the New York Rangers, Madison Square Garden. I'd like the Canes to show us something tonight. Get this whole road win thing out of the way so it doesn't become an actual thing. Let's log on to the internet, shall we? It's brought to you by Geico, where you got a choice of ways that you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Let's get it.
Number five.
Do you like balloons, Joe?
What am I, a clown?
Do I look like a clown to you?
Do I look like a clown to you?
Do I amuse you? I'm funny how?
I actually do like balloons, yes.
Well, I didn't realize this because I've never been to a football game at Nebraska before, but they release red balloons after Nebraska's first touchdown of each home game, mm-hmm. and they've done so since the 1960s. However, mm-hmm. this tradition will at least come to a temporary end this season. Nebraska AD Trev Albert said on his radio show on Monday because there is a global shortage of helium, Joe. Not because, you know, releasing 80,000 balloons every other Saturday 6-7 times a year is awful for the environment. Nah, they don't worry about those things in Nebraska. It's the middle of America. Global shortage of helium. It's gotten too expensive, basically, for Nebraska to do it.
Have they come up with balloon technology where it's not bad for the environment?
How?
I guess, yeah, I don't know. We've come up with, is there like an EV version of a balloon? Like an electric?
So
maybe that helps with the environment? I have no idea.
I'm so fascinated by what happens next. I don't really think of Trev Alberts as a higher thinker, if you will.
Well, don't throw rice, because that's also bad.
Sure.
That's bad for the birds.
The balloons are bad for the birds.
Bubbles?
Too.
Do bubbles. But
according to Alberts, he said the marketing department at Nebraska is working on an alternate celebration, including digital renderings.
Excuse me?
Digital? Is it going to be like a hologram that they project up into the sky? I am now genuinely interested in this story.
Wow. Do they really need the balloons?
No.
Like, how married are you to the balloons?
Like, I guess if you're Nebraska and you can't win anymore, mm-hmm. you're holding on to whatever tradition you possibly can.
Okay, maybe that speaks to a larger problem. Because, I mean, let's be real. There are probably certain traditions that happen at a variety of places, both in college and in the pros. Do we really need to do this?
I don't think so. I mean, nine-inning baseball is one of them that comes to mind for me. Like, no, why are we still playing nine innings?
I'm talking about things that teams do.
Oh.
Like, for instance, we'll localize it. Like, the Carolina Hurricanes with the siren.
Oh, I've got a local one for you. Yes.
The Carolina Hurricanes and the siren. If they got rid of the siren sounding, how would that go?
People would not be happy about that. No.
I'm with you. I think the siren sounder is a fun way to highlight people in the community. It's also a good way to give season ticket holders an opportunity to do something in the building on a regular season night. Because typically during the regular season, they'll bring out like a longtime Canes fan for the third period. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And during the playoffs, it adds a little like, ooh.
It's going to be the siren sounder.
Christian McCaffrey. It's also a good way to go viral, too. Like poor Lavelle Moton. NC Central's coach was the siren sounder during one of these playoff games. And somebody took his video and said, when you're at the Italian restaurant, you're telling the guy to keep going on the cheese grater. Like, why are you doing Lavelle like that, man? But then Christian McCaffrey went viral, too, because for two reasons. One, the dude absolutely crushed that siren, and then everybody made the same joke. Update, CMC is day-to-day, because, of course, So don't get rid of the siren.
Local traditions we can do without now that Mike Krzyzewski's retired. Mm-hmm. Can we get rid of Cascada? Ever? Please? Please? I think I counted 4 Cascada renditions at the Final Four.
Hmm.
That's seriously. Come on. It's over.
Swag surfing? Are we still doing that?
Yeah, but like, I guess Cascada's not. That hasn't been around that long either, but it feels like, I mean, I'll give Nebraska credit. This is something they've been doing for 50 years, 60 years almost now.
Next up.
Number 4.
I saw Top Gun last night. Top Gun Maverick. Mm. Had a special screening over at South Point, AMC South Point. Shout out to the listeners who were in the building last night. They had won tickets to go see this screening. The movie comes out on May 27th. Here's my quick synopsis of Top Gun Maverick. They should have called it Top Gun Again, but with new jets. That's probably what they should have called it. It is, I kid you not, almost a shot-for-shot remake of the original Top Gun that came out in 1986. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, man, Ovius is getting ready to pan this movie. I am not. I actually commend Tom Cruise and the makers of this film for giving me all the little cultural touchstones that we associate with people who have watched Top Gun forever.
Was there a beach volleyball scene?
There was a remix of it.
Ooh.
And that's the part where I laughed out loud when they actually did that. I went, are you kidding me? I'm not gonna spoil it. But here's my quick...
Wait, did Goose die again?
I'm not going to spoil anything. Okay. But Goose does factor into this movie. I believe Goose is a Jedi now. Or at least Force Ghost.
I am now going to watch this movie just for that.
Seriously, I honestly thought I was watching a Star Wars sequel at one point because I thought the Force Ghost of Goose was going to show up and say, trust your instincts.
Talk to me, Goose. Talk to me.
I'm just saying, okay? Like, there was a moment, and I'm not going to spoil it because a key part of the movie is about a surgical strike that they have to perform, and it's a little too close to Star Wars. But that's neither here nor there, which gets to the reason why I actually loved this movie. Unlike Star Wars, what they were doing was real. All the jet scenes were real. Watching Tom Cruise's face sink into his skull because he's at 8 G's, that was real. So it was explained to me that, you know, there's a little CGI here and there, but all the stuff with the planes was actually a thing. They use real planes, real G's, everything you're watching is legit. And the process they went in to make the movie is pretty insane. There's one point in the movie where a jet does something that I was like, there's no freaking way a jet can do that. No, stop it. Turns out you can do that with a jet. And I would like, it's one of those moments where you go, what? So yeah, highly recommend. But I'm warning you, if there's not a jet on the screen, be prepared to just not take the movie seriously. Just enjoy the cheesiness of it all. But when there's a jet on the screen, movie's badass. So there's my review. No jet on screen, eh. Jet on screen, oh hell yes! Top Gun, again. Next up.
Number 3.
Florida Panthers won more games, had more points, scored more goals than anyone else in the NHL in the regular season. Their season and playoffs are now over. The loss last night to the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-0. They were swept by the Lightning in 4 games. 4 games, the Panthers, highest scoring team in the NHL this year, Joe. 3 total goals. Andre Vasilevsky is that guy. Now, the Lightning win, and they wait for the winner of the Canes and Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Also last night, the Avalanche, the number 1 seed out west, took care of the Blues 6-3. They now have a commanding 3-1 series lead and have the inside track to the Western Conference Finals. The Avalanche, the only team now left who would host and have home field, home ice advantage against the Carolina Hurricanes.
I'm not trying to dunk on the Florida Panthers like a lot of people were doing last night, okay? what they did in the regular season is to be commended. Winning the President's Trophy is a thing. I'm not trying to dismiss it. But I hope this is a lesson for people who get caught up in a month of hockey that ultimately doesn't really mean much. Because during the month of April, everybody was having a freak out related to the Carolina Hurricanes and how they were playing versus the Florida Panthers, who were on one. But some teams know what to do when they get to the postseason. That would be the example of the Tampa Bay Lightning. To a certain extent, that would be an example of the Boston Bruins, who were a lot tougher out than we were initially giving them credit with the Carolina Hurricanes. But back to the Tampa Bay Lightning specifically. Hockey's not complicated. They still got dudes on that team that know what to win. Like you like to say, when the money's on the table, the Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be a really tough out. And as much as we understand that Igor Shesterkin is that dude for the New York Rangers, well, Andrei Vasilevskiy is still that guy too.
He's an alien.
How many goals did the Florida Panthers have against the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Three.
In
four games.
Freaking goals.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like Herb Sendek used to joke about at NC State. I think it was Herb Sendek that was essentially being boring and boiling it down to, you know, if you want to win a basketball game, you just got to score more points than the other team or do a better job of preventing them from scoring more than you. Okay? It's really what it boils down to. When you got a guy like Andrei Vasilevskiy, that second part really comes true. You are already a step ahead because he's going to make it really difficult for the other team to score on you. We'll see what happens with the Carolina Hurricanes tonight because they have a similar situation with Igor Shesterkin, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Next up.
Number 2.
To the NBA playoffs, where I still cannot make any freaking sense of what's going on between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, other than expect the unexpected, so to speak. Don't try to take anything away from, oh, well, the Heat won this game. Maybe they'll build off that. No, the Boston Celtics are going to come back. Now this series is tied up 2 games apiece after the Boston Celtics just crushed the Miami Heat. Well, this means that the Celtics are turning it around. They're going to win the series. No. Don't do that. Now, if you want to rip the Heat, go ahead. That's exactly what Kendrick Perkins did on ESPN earlier today.
Pathetic. And I say pathetic because their half-court offense is just so horrible, right? If the Miami Heat not turning you over and getting out in transition and getting deflections and things to that nature, they do not get easy baskets. The Celtics shot 39% from the field, 23% from three. Jaylen Brown was 5-for-20, and the Celtics won by 20 points last night. That just tells you how bad offensively the Miami Heat are, and they have court sets. And so the Celtics, they took care of the basketball. They took care of the rebounding. And all of a sudden, when you take away those things where the Miami Heat can't jump up the game, they're going to struggle offensively.
That was Kendrick Perkins on ESPN putting the Miami Heat on blast. But again, you can put them on blast for last night, Joe. Who's to say they don't come back and find a way to win the next game?
You're right. The pattern in that series has been, and usually there's a major injury involved, Tyler Hero not playing for the Heat last night. I don't know. I think most people who follow the NBA would like to see the Celtics advance in the sense that they probably will give the Warriors a more competitive series. I don't think either will beat the Warriors, though.
Next up,
we're number one.
It doesn't want to cooperate? Oh, okay, that's fine. The number one story of the day.
We're number one.
Carolina Hurricanes back in action tonight against the New York Rangers. I would like the Canes to win tonight. Not because I feel like if they lose tonight, they're going to lose the series. No, we've seen the Carolina Hurricanes in the Boston series do this thing where they win at home, they can't win on the road. Hey, you got home ice advantage for a reason. Take it to game 7. Jordan Staal's got that last shift. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Know the pattern. Am I being unreasonable if I ask the Carolina Hurricanes to show a level of Stanley Cup contender? Is that an unreasonable ask? I feel like the Hurricanes have done a good job holding serve, but they haven't really shown me they got it. Am I making sense?
You are, and I've been going through trying to find the fewest number of road wins by a Stanley Cup team. So far, I've come up with 4.
Yeah.
The 03 Devils went 4-7 on the road. 4 is still 4 more than 0. So at some point, the Hurricanes do need to win outside their own building. Tonight is one of those Harry Truman games. You want to show me. Show me what you're made of, because New York gave you the push in Game 3, right? Back in their building, they've been really good at home. Their crowd was alive. They fed off their crowd. They got an early goal. They got their top guys going. Zibanejad and Kreider finally got something going against the Canes, whose defense has been astounding. But tonight's the night when you're the Canes. You want to show this team, not unlike the Boston series, Joe, you're now back in a situation where, okay, you guys are feisty. You guys are talented. You got here for a reason. We understand that. You're in your building. We understand that. But you have to show why you're the better team. And it can't just be in Raleigh. Your game has to travel. The crazy thing about the Canes is they are like the Boston Celtics. They're one of the best teams in their respective league on defense. I'd argue the Canes are the best team on defense in the NHL. So that should travel. And the question is, you know, can you eliminate some of those mistakes? You know, I don't think we'll see a completely out of character game like we did in Game 4 in the Boston series.
I don't expect that.
We'll see that.
And the reason why I don't expect to see that is because the New York Rangers don't want to play that particular game. No. New York Rangers don't have a core group of dudes that antagonizes the Carolina Hurricanes that Brad Marchand did.
But who knows the way the Game 3 ended and Gerard Gallant was yammering the way that he was yammering.
I do not think that's going to have any carryover effect in tonight's game. I really don't. That kind of stuff, I just roll my eyes at, especially when it comes from the Carolina Hurricanes. To me, you do those things within the context of the game. And the game was essentially, you know, over at that point because they had pulled Antti Raanta. Now, if they lose tonight, again, I don't think the series is, oh my goodness, the Canes are really screwing this up. And Rod Brindamore takes the same level of approach. He was asked about not squandering an opportunity to go up 3-1.
To me, squandering is if you just didn't come out and play and you took it for granted and you didn't give your best. That would be squandering an opportunity. I mean, if you try your best and the other team beats you, that's not squandering an opportunity. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So we're not, I don't assume that we're going to come out here and squander it. We're going to give our best and try to, you know, get the win.
That's Rod Brindamore, the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Canes back in action tonight, 7:00 faceoff. You can catch that game on 99.9 The Fan. Mike Maniscalco will have your play-by-play. Shane Willis on the call as well. Stormwatch starting things off at 6:00, special hour-long edition. And if you want to be out and about and watch the game with a whole bunch of people, not be on your couch, head on over to the Carolina Ale House. Jonathan Rand's going to be there, but that's not really the reason you want to go.
Wait, what?
It's not.
Oh.
The reason why you want to go is because you want to see the Stanley Cup. Yeah, Stanley Cup's going to be in the house tonight. So ask Rand to take your picture with the Stanley Cup.
I'll do it.
It's like, this guy wants a selfie. No, he doesn't. He wants you to take a picture of him with the Stanley Cup.
That'll probably happen. It's awkward.
Now, you know what your goal is tonight, right, Rand?
Well, I was going to say practice for the beer,
do that. No, the beer mile is not happening for us because the Carolina Hurricanes will have a Game 5 on Thursday. So I hope you run into some lubricated folks this evening to get some takes after the game while you're hanging out at the Carolina Ale House. But since you brought it up, I am annoyed at the Canes.
I know.
I mean, I'm annoyed at the Canes, number one, because, yeah, we're not going to do the beer mile on Thursday at Bond Brothers.
Which is a really cool event.
It's a great event. I've been looking forward to it.
If you're not into hockey, go on over.
I've been looking forward to it because this year, Jonathan Rand, after taking his sweet time sipping beer last year,
it was 28 seconds.
He took 28 seconds to chug that beer.
I think it keeps on going up, but it's
no, we timed it. Thank you.
Just brutal, man. Just brutal.
I think mine was 7 seconds.
I'm bothered by this because, in order for Rand to make up for his just horrible performance last year, he was going to dump the beer on his head. That's actually allowed by the rules. If you don't chug, you dump the beer on your head, and then you run. But obviously that's not going to happen, so I'm annoyed. And then another reason why I'm annoyed with the Carolina Hurricanes is that if they do go to a Game 7, we're doing a show.
As we should.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
I don't disagree.
That, you were kind of accusatory in your look and tone there as you
well, whose
wandered
idea?
My way.
You love getting credit for your ideas.
This is fair. That's fine.
Do you not? Well, whose idea was this?
Look, man.
We have the receipts.
I got the freaking email.
It still boggles my mind that Adam Gold wasn't there in 06, man. Like,
he was on his honeymoon.
I know, but it's like, okay.
That was the Stanley Cup Finals, but I mean, it was his honeymoon. Right?
I mean, how many times are you going to get now? At that time, it was the second time we were able to cover the Stanley Cup Finals.
Just saying, like, it was going to happen all the time.
You know,
it was going to happen every 4 years.
Thing,
come on, now, what are you talking about? So I need the Canes to win tonight.
And then win Thursday.
And then win Thursday. Or if you win tonight, lose Thursday, win Saturday. I don't care how you get to four games. I just want to make sure you get to four games within six. Four within six. Because I don't want to come in on Monday. I want to be at the pool drinking Fruit Smash to the point where I don't remember what I did on Monday. Okay?
Now that we're
Did you find those 8%ers?
Dude,
did I see you tweet that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They call it super hard seltzer. It's 8% fruited seltzer. And whoo!
What?
That's all I can say.
What?
It makes me want to do what I saw in Top Gun. With that jet.
8%?
Wouldn't that get messy?
It probably would.
Yeah.
Some zero, you know, going 8 G's on some Fruit Smash? Yeah, probably not the best idea.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, it's really good, honestly.
I think he blocked you on Twitter, by the way.
What, Rand?
Yeah.
I mean, I
saw it.
You blocked me on Twitter.
No, I saw it. You're just the person I can't ever find.
Fair.
You have me on, like, some sort of super secret probation with your Twitter account.
Nah, that's not true.
You finally released me.